The Me Too movement seems to add another story every day. Scores of women, and some men too, who say they were victims of powerful men are speaking publicly in numbers we've never seen before. And we were wondering if this movement is influencing survivors of child sexual abuse. Will more of them feel empowered to come forward and tell their stories? With us now is Deb Rosen. She's executive director at Bavona Child Advocacy Center. Deb, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Good to see you, Beth. Thanks for having me.
According to national figures, only 10% of victims of child sexual abuse ever disclose their story for fear of retribution, shame, guilt. Do you think the Me Too movement is powerful enough of a force to change that?
I think that there are many, many forces that conspire to prevent children's disclosure of their sexual abuse. I think the Me Too movement can be helpful. I also think the Me Too movement can be somewhat triggering for survivors, so it's a little bit of a double-edged sword. Fundamentally, I think it is good for kids to see grown-ups coming forward and sort of telling their truth and speaking up for what's right. But I think that there are many layers of dynamics that prevent children from telling their truth. The 10% statistic that you cited refers to children who disclose their sexual abuse in their childhood. So luckily, more people go on to disclose their abuse later in their lives, but only 10% of survivors disclose their abuse in their childhoods.
The reason so many do not disclose, the fear of their perpetrator, shame, guilt, this sounds really familiar with the women who are coming forward.
Absolutely. The dynamics are really very, very similar. Child sexual abuse is largely perpetrated by people who know the children well. So it's not only fear of their perpetrator, it's also loyalty to their perpetrator, it's love for their perpetrator, and it's the reality that their perpetrator is a part of their lives, just as is the case in the workplace, for instance. Your boss is a part of your life, whether you like it or not. So these dynamics are very similar to one another.
This week, the U.S. gymnastics program doctor Larry Nassar has been on trial. He has pled guilty to multiple sex crimes against children. Nearly 160 young women have given statements in court against Nassar. You were referring to this before we went on the air as a real historic trial.
Right. The power of the testimonials of the survivors of Larry Nassar's abuse is just incredible to me. I see this as sort of a once-in-a-generation experience. This is similar to human rights tribunals across the country and across the globe, people speaking about what happened to them. There's no question that children are watching and listening to this story. I know that my children are. And what they are seeing are young women speaking about things that happened to them in their childhood and the powerful impacts of that. This is very important to the movement to prevent child sex abuse. I think it will result in lasting change. And I think that the judge who has facilitated this process of the impact statements is really a hero.
Mary Polito, executive director at the New York Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, says children who were sexually assaulted deserve their own Me Too movement. She wrote an editorial in the Huffington Post demanding passage of the Child Victims Act in New York State. Remind us what that legislation would do.
Sure. This is a very, very important piece of legislation that would increase the period of time in which survivors of child sexual abuse can bring prosecution towards their perpetrators. So it would raise the age at which they're able to press charges, and it would also open up a window in which many perpetrators can be named no matter when the crime was perpetrated. So this is a very important piece of legislation for child survivors.
The current statute of limitation is victims have until they're 23 years old to file a civil lawsuit against their perpetrator. For criminal cases, the limit is 28 years old. And you talked about this before. For some individuals, it takes decades before they come to terms with their abuse and are able to talk about it publicly.
Absolutely. And the impacts of child sexual abuse are so profound and so varied. There are mental health impacts, there are academic functioning impacts, there are vocational functioning impacts, sexual impacts, impacts in parenting. It is simply unreasonable to expect that a person who has been victimized during their most vulnerable years would be able to collect themselves within an artificial period of time to take action against their perpetrator. That is, it flies in the face of what we know about the experience of sexual abuse, and it flies in the face of victims' rights.
What else can we do as a society to give the clear message to children who are victims of abuse that they will be believed, that they will be supported, and that this is an environment in which they can tell their truth?
Yeah, it's a well-stated question, because I think that the trick to that is consistent demonstration by adults to children that they are believed and that their voice does matter. Response to a child who is disclosing sexual abuse is critically important, and that response needs to be, "I believe you, and it's not your fault." Children need to hear that from every adult that they trust.
Deb Rosen is Executive Director at Bavona Child Advocacy Center. Thank you so much.
Thank you.